This is KUNC. Last year, Colorado received nearly $16 million from the federal government to address prevention, treatment, and recovery for the growing opioid epidemic. A small part of the grant funds the Lift the Label campaign, which aims to remove an invisible barrier that keeps some opioid users from seeking treatment. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
You couldn't miss the opioid memorial wall when it was on display inside the state capitol in May. Attached to the front are 4,200 pill bottles. They represent the 42,000 Americans who died from opioid overdoses in 2016. Messages are written on the bottles like,
judgment can be a death sentence,
and
you don't have to face opioid addiction alone, which is something we really want to get across through this campaign.
That's Liz Owens. She works for the State Office of Behavioral Health.
Some of the other messages talk about addiction is a brain disorder because we really want to move away from people thinking that it's a moral failing or that it's a lack of willpower, which is what surveys tell us that people think about opioid addiction.
The wall is part of the Lift the Label campaign. Launched in May, it aims to remove the stigma that prevents people with opioid addiction from accessing treatment.
40% of all U.S. opioid overdose deaths involved a prescription opioid, and then 80% of people who use heroin first misused opioids from a prescription.
I never set out to become a heroin addict.
One of those is 32-year-old Scott Kendall.
It just slowly happened one day at a time, you know, until I found myself where I was.
Kendall lives in Louisville with his wife and 2-year-old son. He began drinking at 12 before moving on to his mom's prescription pain pills at 14 and then finally heroin. Looking at him today, you'd never know that he almost died from his addiction.
I'm driving on I-70 with my right arm sticking out as he shoots me up for the first time as I'm going 60, 70 miles an hour down the road. And I just immediately pass out.
Luckily, he came to right before he crashed his car into a yellow barrel at an exit ramp. But it wasn't until he was 26 and served 4 months in jail that he decided to get sober.
The shame and guilt that's associated with addiction is, again, something that keeps people from getting help.
To help reduce the stigma of opioid abuse, Lift the Label enlisted Kendall and 14 other Coloradans to share their stories of addiction and recovery. It features men and women who range in age from 22 to 64 and from different backgrounds. 41-year-old Greeley resident Nathan Perot is also speaking out.
Hello.
Hi, Nathan.
Yep, Stephanie, nice to meet you. Come on in.
He became addicted to Percocet after a foot injury. He started taking methadone in January.
Methadone treatment is something that I really believe in. And one of the things that was the best thing about my recovery was my support system and how openly and easily I could talk about it.
One treatment for opioid addiction is medication-assisted treatment. Matt combines therapy and social services along with a medication, either methadone, buprenorphine, or naltrexone. But it's controversial because the medications are actually long-acting opioids. Critics say people who use them are just replacing one drug for another. Perot disagrees.
You're not getting high off the methadone. What you're doing is you're getting normal and you're healing.
And so do those who administer methadone and see its results firsthand.
People just don't understand it. They fear it. They don't know how it works.
Susan Kanamasu is the program director at Behavioral Health Group, a methadone center in Fort Collins. She says the stigma around the drug comes from a lack of education.
We want to have someone that's going to commit to treatment for about a year at least. At that point, if they're stable, if they're doing well, and if they wish, they can start tapering slowly off of the methadone.
Methadone is regulated by the Drug Enforcement Agency, and it can only be dispensed by opioid treatment programs or OTPs. There were 23 across Colorado. Nathan Perot says it gave him his life back.
I mean, I've been able to go back to work. I've taken over some responsibilities in my church. Relationship with my wife is better. Relationship with my kids is better. And they noticed the difference.
According to those behind the Lift the Label campaign, methadone and other medication-assisted treatments have a success rate of 60 to 90%. So the state wants to increase the usage of MAT by at least 25% by the end of 2019.
Foundry Treatment Center, this is Scott.
Back in Louisville, Scott Kendall is busy answering the phone. He's been sober for almost 7 years and works from home as the director of admissions and aftercare for the Foundry Treatment Center.
I'll light a little fire here. But we got the medical.
Kendall was a psychology major at CU Boulder. His education, combined with his experience with addiction and treatment, propelled him into this work.
That's kind of a big part of my passion here is finding the right programs that have the right specialties and the right circumstances for each person.
He and the others working on the Lift the Label campaign want people with opioid addiction to know support and treatment is out there. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.